Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Adkins.
What?
All right. So for today's episode, in light of some of the conversation that Todd and I were having before we hit record, we wanted to talk to you about roles. Now, one of the things that Ministry Grid has plenty of, I don't even know how many there are on that, but it's role descriptions, right? Todd, how many role descriptions are on Ministry Grid?
90, yeah. Close to 100, 90 something.
Which is insane. And as we look toward reopening, whenever that is, I guess the question is, are those going to be the roles when we reopen? Or are there going to be new roles? And if there are new roles, what are those? And how do we begin preparing for that?
Yeah, I would say... yes and no, because there are going to be some existing roles that you need to update the role description for. I mean, now part of what has probably happened is things have progressed so quickly that you didn't have time to make a role description for, you know, your group leader who's now leading a group over Zoom. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't address that though and go back and do that. Why? Because if we want to recruit people well and develop them well, the foundation of that is a good, clear role description. And so it's really important to have an updated version of those. And then when you're recruiting people, you can they actually know what the role is and what it looks like. They're not kind of finding their way through the dark. It also is the foundation for your training. Mm-hmm. So if you're identifying the requirements and competencies that are necessary for the role, then you know what you need to train on. So there's so many things that go back to the foundation of it. And so where this question is coming from is when Daniel and I were talking before, I said, for the last day and a half, have been working on role descriptions because roles are going to change that existed. And then new roles are going to have to be established. So, you know, for instance, you might have to have a safety check-in station at your church, depending on the state, country, municipality, in my case, city. You may have to have someone there literally checking someone's temperature.
That's true.
And you also may have to have people, you know, in your sanctuary or in different parts of the building that are counting people to remain compliant. Because in some instances it's like, oh, well, you can have 50% of your occupancy and they need to be 6 feet apart. Well, man, there's a lot of things that go into play, there. One is I need to count people to make sure that I'm, you know, up to that standard. Two, I need somebody else, like a safety officer that's actually in the sanctuary, making sure that people are staying 6 feet apart. And I need those people to be somewhat trained on what to do when, you know, there's a senior saint who may be a part of a vulnerable population, yet still does not want to be compliant with either wearing a mask or, you know, whatever rules that are laid out wherever you live. I think we need to follow those rules.
Well, that's fascinating.
Make sure that, so man, it's all those things. And, you know, we can talk about it this episode, or we can have a whole other episode on the number of volunteers you're going to need.
Yeah, that's absolutely fascinating. Even when you think about how COVID-19 spreads through, we can't sing, right? We can't sing. And it's interesting. I saw this article about churches in Germany reopening and they're just not singing. They're like, okay, we're going to gather for worship again, but we're not going to sing. And I was like, Oh my goodness, that's fascinating. So you would then have to revise, if that's what you choose to do, then you then have to revise what your ushers do. And it's not just seating, but it's, and yeah, if you're in a portable location, what does setup and teardown look like too with the distance between seats? But yeah, in a sense, I don't know how many job descriptions can go unchanged, how many role descriptions can go unchanged. What are some of the brand new ones that you're thinking? So I love the idea of the temperature or kind of that health check-in side. What are some other roles that you think are brand new?
I do think there's a medical safety officer. If you don't have one of those normally, if you don't have somebody on point, you still need to definitely in this situation. I think there's a difference between the health and safety check-in and just a check-in. I know some churches are actually, you know, having you schedule when you're going to come to church so that they can split everybody up accordingly. And if that's the case, then you're going to be checking in there too. I mean, it's going to differ, I think, church by church, but there's some that are pretty basic. That idea of having people that are safety guides so that as people are walking into the church, you're communicating to them or reminding them not the rules, but you are encouraging them. You're saying, hey, welcome. I'm not going to shake your hand. You don't shake your hand, but you're like, hey, welcome. Please remember, to stay 6 feet apart, or probably more something along the lines of, hey, you'll notice when you go into the sanctuary, we've set it up in this way, to maintain everybody's safety. Have a blessed day. I mean, there's going to be different people like that that you're going to have.
Yeah.
And consider this, there are going to be some very senior saints that are in a vulnerable population that, you know, the guy is 67 and he's been one of your best greeters. Everybody knows him. Everybody loves him. And it's not really safe for him.
Yeah.
To be a greeter in this scenario or traditional
multiple people in this scenario. Multiple people in our church. I'm thinking about them right now.
Again, this could be a whole other episode, but how do you redeploy vulnerable volunteers? You've got to have positions for them. You need to have positions for them, even if you almost make them up. You need to have positions for them. Or maybe that's the guy that you say, you know what, during this time, we are going to call everyone in our church. Well, he is a great guy. He can probably make phone calls with the best of them. And most of the time, he's going to have to leave a message. We get that. But it's a great role that we need to think about. And it's a great role for somebody who might be vulnerable, but you know, need to serve, need user gifts and service to Christ. So okay, we need to be thinking about those things too.
Okay. I think that deserves its own episode. So let's just hear a quick word from our sponsor for today. And we'll talk about what you can do with these new role descriptions. If you're preparing to launch a new church or campus in the upcoming months, I recommend connecting with Portable Church Industries. This team has been around for over 25 years and continues to be the pioneer in creating customized and engaging environments in rented venues with systems that significantly increase volunteer retention. They can help with everything from AVL, kids ministry, lobby spaces, signage, storage, and everything in between. Starting with your vision, they'll equip you with everything needed to thrive in rented spaces. Check out their site at portablechurch.com/lifeway and talk to an expert today. All right. So as our audience knows, or our podcast family knows, I left Lifeway, left Nashville, went to go full-time back into local church. Man, I think it's been 9 months or so. It's crazy how fast time has flown. So for, I guess it's funny, as I helped develop Ministry Grid there, I didn't want to be the guy who comes back and obviously I believe in Ministry Grid and what it can do and have talked and written a lot on the idea of the high tech, high touch type of training. But I didn't want that to be the first thing that I did when I came back. But being in this new reality, I've been slowly working with our team along the lines of leadership pipeline and training and development, and we've been working toward that end. And really, this COVID-19 pandemic has given us the opportunity and the space right now where we're reassigning and reorganizing our staff so that we can take advantage of the opportunity that we have in the sense of not necessarily doing these mass layoffs, but saying, okay, let's redeploy, reassign, and this is your new role. This is what a win looks like for the next few months. So for us during this summer period until the before fall hits, we're actually mobilizing all of our departments to actually figure out what is their onboarding leadership training look like using Ministry Grid. Now, Todd, I didn't ask for a discount. I didn't ask for even Ministry Grid for free, because I believe in the tool and I do believe it's very, very affordable. So actually we went and we bought the platform, and as we're rolling it out right now, what's really neat during the season is I don't even have to convince our team. Like literally, I don't have to convince our team about the tool, because it's like, well, yeah, everyone's feeling the pinch of needing to train their volunteers. And more immediately speaking, our best staff and our leaders, they are already training their leaders and redeploying them, but they're doing it one at a time or in groups on Zoom over and over and over and over again. So the beauty of Ministry Grid, and that you don't even need to sell it, but the beauty of it right now is literally our team just needs to record. They need to use kind of mix their training with the training that's on Ministry Grid and basically deploy, get this all ready to be able to deploy. And when you have these new roles, like here's another one, right? The whole idea of the ushers and guest services and greeters, we can't redeploy all of them for online and for our online lobbies, but for those but we actually have a lot of new volunteers who are a part of these online greeters and chat hosts and volunteer that we didn't have before. But they don't have job descriptions. They don't have training. So that's the beautiful thing about actually what we are doing as a church, as we figure out how to best equip our volunteers with the new roles and the adjusted roles that they are moving into.
That's good, man. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens over the next 6 weeks, what happens over the next 6 months. But I truly believe that, people are wanting to serve during this time. And we just need to give them the opportunity and just recognize that you do not grow into spiritual maturity apart from using your gifts and service to Christ. And we're supposed to be equipping the saints for the work of the ministry. So for their spiritual health and probably some for their mental health, we need to find good roles for people to serve in our churches. Mm.
So good. Well, thanks again for listening into today's podcast. If this episode sparked questions in your mind and you're like, oh, what about that? Or can you double click on that? Or what about this? Send them in. Go to speakpipe.com/newchurches if you're on your mobile device, or if you're on your computer, just go to newchurches.com, hit the sidebar on the right, send a voicemail in, and we would love to help you in your context and address your context and your question in one of our future episodes. Thanks again for listening in, and we'll catch you next time.